Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You're listening to the Clean Comedy Podcast with James Creviston and Luke LaCoy.
Everybody, welcome to the Clean Comedy Podcast. It's James, and today I'm here with my co-host, Mr. Luke LaCoy.
Hey, James is doing a great job.
James is doing a great job. You know who else is doing a great job? Our friend David Russ. And you know what just happened to him, Luke?
What happened to him, James?
He moved to California.
Oh, snap.
So welcome, Mr. David Russ, California sauce.
California, welcome.
And you're in NorCal, right? You moved somewhere up north, correct?
Yeah, I'm about, you know where Sacramento is?
Yes.
I'm just below that.
What's the area? What's that?
Stockton. I'm in Stockton.
We know somebody in Stockton. Don't we know somebody in Stockton?
Yes, we do. Is it? What does he go by? The preacher of I forget his fancy names. It's a Vic Quintanilla.
Yeah, good luck saying his last name. Vic Q. Yeah. I love when we're like, he's like even Latino people have a problem with my last name. I'm like, that's funny because white people definitely do too. We just proved it, Vic.
You're doing a great job, California.
So I don't know how much you're gonna like it here. Taxes are a lot higher than where you came from. Rent and living is way higher. David Ross came from Arizona. He came from a free state to a state that has high taxes, high inflation. Our gas is like four times what it costs in Arizona, I think, right? You guys just like get it right out of the ground and then you just pump it into your cars.
Yeah, we just pump it into our cars. But no, here in California, gas is real expensive. It's like, why is the gas so expensive?
That's a good question. We should ask the governor. he's in charge of everything. He's like the president of our state. It's not my fault.
The mayor of Stockton seems like a pretty cool guy.
That's the thing is I don't know very much about like the political climate. I just know everything costs way more in California. And then everyone complains about it. So
I saw him in a watermelon eating contest and he won.
So. That, you know what though, that sounds like the kind of person you want to be in charge of stuff. Like, you know, like he's laid back enough to eat watermelon, but then also do some stuff for the city and stuff. I kind of like that. I'm down with that.
I'm into it. No, yeah. So,
are you in your new house? Is that the new house in California right now?
Yeah.
Awesome. Not even decorated or anything yet.
No, we're not going to decorate. Well, I mean, we set up our tables and we put down some rugs.
Right. And so what's you have a new job. You have everything here. Now, have you checked out the comedy scene up there in Stockton?
I have a new fish hat. You see that? It says Fish 101.
What's that from?
Fish. It's where they sell fish tacos.
Fish 101 off the 101 freeway, but that's in Southern California.
This is just a random fish hat.
Gotcha. So have you checked out the comedy scene up there in your area?
I was doing some comedy earlier.
Where at? Where'd you go?
I was up in my son's room.
I mean, like, for clubs and open mic stuff, have you checked that stuff out there yet?
No, I haven't.
So you're going, into a blind.
I don't know anybody up here. And we went to San Francisco yesterday for 4th of July. Happy 5th of July.
5th of July. I don't think that's like an actual celebrated holiday. But I mean, yeah,
great. I got a lot going on in my life right now. Like, we just, I was the only U-Haul coming into California.
All the other U-Hauls are like, where's all that other one? I think he's drunk.
They're like pointing and laughing.
Yeah.
So I drove in the middle of the night. So
that's kind of cool.
Yeah. I drove the U-Haul and I was cruising along in the middle of the night. It was crazy. I had to pull over and sleep, and I was pulling my car. I had my wife's car on the back of I was pulling it like on a trailer, and then it started bouncing like crazy. And I'm like, that's not normal. And I pulled over and I was like, I called U-Haul and I was like, why is my car bouncing? And he's like, is it strapped down? And I checked the straps and the straps came off, you know, as sometimes they do when you don't put them on too tight. Or you let your neighbor put them on, and then the straps all come off, and then your car bounces off onto the freeway. But I pulled over, and I tightened the straps down, and I was back on the road trucking. I was trucking.
Did you so did you let your neighbor put the straps on your car? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I did. He helped me.
So it looks like there might be some comedy clubs up in your area. Laughs Unlimited, which is in Sacramento, which doesn't seem too far. Tommy T's. Sacramento Comedy Spots, Rooster Tea Feathers.
Sacramento is a big city.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, like, there looks like there might be some stuff kind of where you are up that way. And then I think there's like a comedy club that's in Modesto. Like, I think there's like a I got to have to look it up, but yeah, that's good. You can start
a bed from Modesto.
Okay. Now, well, you probably could start an open mic or something. There's probably got to be like a place around there, like you had your other open mic and your other show and stuff, right?
Oh yeah,
I think you're gonna be good. So what is your plan, like, now, like, you, how long before you go from getting settled in the city to going out and doing more stand-up? Like, did you do any comedy before you came out, like, from in Arizona before you left?
I couldn't. It was like my schedule was so tight. Everything happens so fast, and then I'm like, boom, I'm in California. Wow. You know, and like, even like the next 6 months, we're just renting this house. We're gonna buy a house is the plan. So probably
you're gonna buy a house in California.
That's the plan.
Did you get a seven-figure job? It's the only way to buy a house in California.
No, but but I'm gonna make a deal with a guy.
is it that same deal that the guy made down in Georgia?
Oh, no. With the devil? No.
I love that it took you a minute to get it, but you totally knew what I was talking about.
It's like a song or something, right?
Yeah, the devil went down to Georgia is a great song.
With a fiddle. Hey, go ahead. I wanted to tell you that I was driving here, and at the checkpoints, they stopped me because I was in a truck, and they're like, what you got in the back of that truck, boy? And I was like, just some stuff, household random stuff. And they're like, you got any trees? Do you got any fruit trees? Like, I'm smuggling fruit in here, and I'm like, nope, no citrus. I did bring some plants, though. I was trying to. I wanted to dig up all my pomegranate trees in my backyard, because I got my backyard is like a forest of fruit. It's like pomegranates and lemons and limes. I wanted to dig them all up and bring them here. But
now, did you own that house in Arizona? Like, you?
Yeah,
you
guys, I still.
So, are you gonna sell it, or are you not? You're not gonna sell
I'm
it.
I'm renting it out.
Nice. Look at you, baller.
You know how much my house payment is in Arizona?
$50.
I can do it on my hands.
I was going to say, it's not
$8.
And you know how much it is in California? $800,000.
That's all my money going out the window.
Yeah. That's yeah,
I went from paying $800 a month. Now we're paying $3,000 a month.
Wow. I know. Welcome to California, buddy. So,
you know.
you're the next 6 months, you're not going to be doing comedy. You're going to be doing other stuff and focusing on trying to get set up and stuff.
Yeah, we're trying to get set up. And so 6 months, so less than that, really, because we're renting our house from a realtor. So if we buy a house with before that 6 months lease, he's going to, since we're buying a house through him, he's going to let us move out earlier. So it could be sooner. We've been looking for houses. There's houses everywhere, and they're not that bad. I mean, you know, like for a house here in California, that's like $400,000 or $500,000 for our area.
Yeah, it's not like that where Luke and I live. Luke and I live. You're looking at close to a million.
For sure.
Unless you want to live next to a homeless dude. Like that homeless dude lives in a box, and then you live in a slightly larger box, but you are now paying taxes for it, and you're paying like over $500,000. So yeah, it's like, and he's like, "Hey man, can I use your water?" And you're like, "No, I pay for this, man. Come on, chip in, Doug.
Water's great.
Yeah,
love a good water.
So Luke, you have any questions for David?
I'm sure that you guys are just bustling with questions, like, how'd you do it? Why'd you do it? When'd you do it?
I guess so. Yeah, I guess that is the question.
Any of that.
Why did you do it is the biggest question. Like, why would you move out of Arizona for cheaper living, more stuff, whatever? Why would you move to California?
It was just on a whim.
On a whim? You know, you're supposed to go the other way where it's cheaper. Like, go to Florida or Texas. Like, it gets cheaper that, like, the further east and south you go, the cheaper it gets.
It was funny. We were driving here to California, and my wife was like, at least we're not moving to Texas.
Texas is better, man.
I said, you're right. At least we're not moving to Texas. Cowboys.
Going to Texas in 2 days.
Yeah. Texas is great, actually. We like Texas. That was just a joke.
No, I get it.
So, yeah, I mean, my wife went to school in Stockton. She went to a little school up here, so she was kind of familiar with it already. She went to college here. So, and the main thing is our oldest daughter is disabled. So we found some good programs for her to get into up here. So that's really the main reason that we moved here, for our oldest daughter. To get into some good California. I mean, like you said, you're paying a lot in taxes, but those taxes go to people like me. So thank you very much.
Well, at least it goes to some good people to help some good people. I'm okay with that.
See, me too. I'm okay with it. And you know, and I ended up finding a job, and I went to an interview, and we stayed in Angels Camp, Arizona. Do you know Angels Camp? Have you heard of Angels Camp? Mm-mm. That's where Mark Twain, found his voice, is what they say. He wrote a book about the little turtle who won the little rabbit, or the little turtle, the little frog. It was about a frog. There's like frogs everywhere in Angels Camp. So get into that. So that's where Mark Twain found his voice. So we stayed there, and I went to my interview, and they were like, you're hired. They hired me on the spot. And I just kind of went home and packed up. I'm working for the county of San Joaquin.
San Joaquin County, nice.
San Joaquin County. So I'll be there working with those guys. Tomorrow's my first day.
Congratulations.
Cool.
A little nervous.
No, don't be nervous. Just be yourself. You'll be fine.
Oh, yeah. That's the problem. Don't be yourself. Be the guy that they want, you know, that was in that interview and that they hired, and they're like, you're going to do great. Like, they're
county. Did you go in there and be like, you're doing great, great job?
That's what I'm always like saying. I'm telling everyone. And their motto is something like building greatness, or your guide to greatness. I'm like, yes, that's me. I'm in it. That's me.
I'm doing a great job.
We're building greatness together. Let's build it like a pyramid with this man. So we went to the beach the other day. I mean, it's only like an hour to the beach. It's
really great.
You know, it's cold. I was in the ocean freezing. I'm like, this is freezing cold. My little baby toes are turning to icicles. So that's all comedy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's good. I mean, it'll take a couple months for you to get figured, but I hope that you at least still indulge in some open mics or hitting up some places.
I heard that Dave Chappelle actually works out a lot of his stuff in Sacramento.
Oh, and like the Sacramento Punchline or whatever and stuff?
Yeah, and then he goes to San Francisco and does shows.
That's cool. That'd be awesome to catch him.
we went there last night for 4th of July, and it was wild. You know, there was, like, people in the middle of the street. I was, like, driving down the street, and some guy ran out in the middle of the street and was lighting some big fireworks. And then, like, in the middle of the street, I'm like, dude, I'm trying to drive through that. And they're, like, going off, so I had to pull over, and I was like, whoa! And it was, like, and then we were driving back home through Oakland, and there was just fireworks, like, crazy everywhere.
That wasn't fireworks. That was gunfire.
I mean,
welcome to Oakland!
You could see them in the sky. Like, all the, like, the whole sky was lit up with fireworks.
Yeah, they're trying to shoot down the planes landing there. Yeah,
so, I mean, it was pretty amazing. It was cool. And then they were shooting fireworks off around in the neighborhood till 3 o'clock in the morning. And
how long does it take you to get from where you are to San Francisco? Like, what's that? How far is that?
It's like 50 minutes.
That's not bad. So there, I know there is a lot of good, like, open mics and clubs and stuff in San Francisco. So you should, if you can, go there as often as you can.
Do you like the fish hat?
It's nice. It's nice.
It's like I'm into fish now. I'm going to get a fishing pole.
Nice.
Bass Pro is probably the best, one of the best shops ever. So I'm into fishing that way.
Yeah.
I like hanging out in Bass Pro.
Yeah, Bass Pro. Yes. Those guys are cool, right?
Oh, yeah.
There's all kinds of little cities. Like, this is totally, up here is, like, totally different than Arizona. Like, there's, like, little cities everywhere, and it's like, you're in this city, that city, and then there's another Costco, and I'm like, this is wild. But we're getting used to it. There's water everywhere, big old rivers running down in the middle of the road. I'm like, what's this river doing here? All the rivers I'm used to were dry. It's like nice. Sand washes.
So that's awesome. So you start your new job tomorrow. You're getting things ready. You're moved back to California. Now, you lived here before, though, right? You lived in California before? No?
No. The only places I've ever lived are Cincinnati, Ohio, and Tucson, Arizona. And for a short time, I was in North Pole, Alaska.
Nice.
Yeah, but young.
Well, welcome to California.
Thank you for having me on the podcast today. And it's been a – I mean, you guys are my friends. You know, I'm north of you.
Yeah, you are. Well, it's funny. Luke moved south. I stayed where I was at. David Studebaker is there, and now you're up north. It's like we're all scattering.
It's great, though, right?
Yeah, no, it's good. It's good. I think
when you put yourself in an uncomfortable situation like I'm in right now, you grow. And I think I've grown like 2 or 3 inches.
Luke, you got a question?
I think you're just in a like perfect spot for comedy, honestly. Like, because I mean, Sacramento and San Francisco, both the Punchlines are like absolutely amazing clubs. And like, I would, like, if I was in that area, I'd be hanging out there just all the time trying to get on shows. Like, those are such fun clubs to perform at. And and like, honestly, like, we're like probably a 6-hour drive from you. So I mean, I'm down to hang out sometime.
Yeah, let's hang out. Hey, yes. It's cool up here.
Oh yeah, it's an awesome place.
Yeah. So,
I'm pro California all the way. Yeah, it's expensive and, you know, stuff, but I mean, you know, we have Disneyland and stuff, so it's hard to beat.
I have a friend who lives in Sacramento, Mikey Winfield.
Yeah. I know Mikey Winfield.
Yeah. So I messaged him. I was like, hey, buddy, you want to come and help me unpack all my clothes and stuff? And
he did not respond, did he?
Nah, he didn't
respond. He's on TV and stuff, man. He's not going to come help you move stuff.
We're all the same, you know.
It's like asking The Rock to come help you move. Hey, Rock, I know you live. I know we both live in LA. Why don't you come help me move stuff?
I mean, he would be a big help, The Rock.
He would.
A sofa and yeah. Each arm and be like, I got it.
You would just pick up the U-Haul and dump it, shake it and dump it into your house and throw it down and be like, you moved in, and then walk away. And you're like, all right, well, there you go.
Thanks.
He's like, now I've got to do cardio. And he's like, he's out of there.
Yeah, that's cool. I like getting my cardio in. No, I mean, everyone's real friendly up here. I'm having a great time. We're filling it out, the city. We're not in the best part of town right now, but we'll get there.
Yeah. No worries. Well, welcome to California. I'm glad that you're here. Hopefully you can get some stuff going. I think, are you going to try to do like live stuff for your podcast that you were doing before? You're going to try to do that here too?
I'm going to do my podcast still. And if it turns, turns into, you
were doing it live before for a while.
It was great. That was the most fun ever. But if I can find a spot and meet the right people, it just has to work out.
Yeah.
I have to feel it, you know, I have to feel it out.
Right. And do you have any other comedy related projects you're working on that are not stand up or podcast?
Yeah. Yeah. I started this company. It's actually a tech company. And it's called VOB, V-O-B, VOB, Venture Out Box. So you put stuff in your box and then you go out and I sell the box and it says Venture Out Box. And then you can just put whatever you want in it. You could put a balloon, you could put a lollipop.
Is it a backpack?
I could be a backpack eventually. So then it would still be VOB, but it would be Venture Out Bag.
Wow, gotcha.
Or it could be also, what else starts with a B? Bag, box.
Bucket.
You could do a bucket! that's fun.
All right. Luke, you have anything going on?
No.
copy-related projects?
None. You could put it on your back.
No, that's what I said, a backpack.
Oh, yeah. That's a great
What's the thing called in the front that people used to wear in like the 90s?
Fanny pack.
Yeah, but that's not with a B. I was trying to think if there was something on the B like that.
That'd be fog. I'm ready for winter. I hear that the winter.
There's no winter here. It just gets kind of windy and cold, and sometimes it rains, and that's it.
It hasn't rained yet. When does it rain?
I'm
trying to grow some cherry trees.
Yeah, good luck. Well, I think we're technically in a drought. I think I read the other day we're in a drought in California. So there you go. Yeah,
we are in a drought.
Just a drought. So you moved from a place that's perpetual drought, aka the desert, to a state that's in perpetual drought and catches on fire like half the year. So it's awesome. And you pay a lot more to live here for that privilege, that no water and everything catching on fire. Congratulations.
I'm just trying to find my voice like Mark Twain, you know?
Perfect. There you go. Luke, you have no projects? You have no like comedy-related projects you're doing?
Currently, no. So I'm just kind of hanging out.
I'm hoping that this break to go to Texas will kind of refresh stuff. I just finished two screenplays, and I'm going to write some more stuff and try to submit things to some contests this year. That's what I'm going to do is more writing contests. And then when I get back, the week I get back, I'm hitting the clubs again. I'm going back out. I'm getting back on the mics. I've got to get that half-hour set so that I can go and do the DB special like our buddy David Studebaker did and get that thing going because I got to get that half-hour ready and done. And I've been writing it, working on it, but I haven't taken it to the stage yet. So that's going to be the big part. So everybody get ready for that. And what I'll do is I'll probably record that special before, record it as like audio so that I can send it to Sirius XM like we did with David Studebaker stuff and then go from there. So
that's going to be awesome.
Yeah. I'm very excited to get that done. I'm hoping that I can get everything. I'm hoping to get it all ready by October. That's the goal.
I think so. I'm closer to Utah.
I think you are actually. Is that right? Because is it Nevada? How's it work?
Nevada's a little bit, and then Utah.
But you go, don't you have to go through Nevada to get to Utah? Am I wrong with about that?
No, I think you're right on the money.
I'm gonna feel like an idiot if.
What's no, that? David's definitely closer though.
He is. Yeah. Oh yeah, because he would have to go through Nevada to get to Utah. That's true. Because you could go from Sacramento to Reno to Salt Lake and Provo and stuff. So you could drive there. I wonder how far.
Oh, Reno. Reno's a good comedy hub as well.
Yeah, it's the biggest little city in the world. You should go there.
I will.
I'm like biggest little city in the world. I don't know why. I mean, that's also where Reno 911 was. I mean, they didn't film it there, but like, I love that show still.
Yeah, that's the best show.
All right. So David Ross, California Sauce, where can people find you? Where can they reach out to you?
California. You know, I always dreamed of living in California and I just somehow made it happen.
There you go.
So they can find me on, Instagram, David Ross, Comedy Sauce. Check out my YouTube. I'm going to do another Comedy Sauce video. I've been working on one for a long time, 4 months, been all this move and everything. Yeah. And it's going to be a good one. I'm going to dunk donuts in a sauce.
Nice. What kind of sauce? I can't wait to see. David Ross don't give it away. Don't give it away. I want to know. Okay.
Oh, sorry. David Ross Comedy Sauce on the YouTube. Check that out.
Perfect. And Luke LaCoy, where can people find you at?
Just Luke LaCoy. It's very...
What does LaCoy stand for?
I don't know what LaCoy stands for.
For being LaShy. He's playing LaCoy.
LaCoy is French and made up, so whatever that means.
Aren't all names and stuff made up? We're made up. We just made noises with our faces, right? That's a Rogan bit. Like, we're talking about making noises with our faces. That's all words are, is just making noises with our faces. So, you know, it doesn't matter. It's all made up, technically. All right.
Noise with my armpit.
No, let's not do that. All right. You can find me, jamesdcreviston.com or comedypreneur.com, or check out our YouTube. And thank you so much, David Ross. Welcome to California.
Thank you guys for the warm welcome to California. I'm so happy to be here. It's like destiny.
There you go. Manifest destiny. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. Please like, subscribe, check it out. Don't forget, we're going to do book club again this month. And the book for this month is, of course, I totally dropped the ball here, is going to be, we did Born Standing Up. Did you ever read Born Standing Up, David Ross?
No, I haven't read Born Standing Up. Is it a good read?
Born Standing Up. It's the Steve Martin book.
Oh, yeah. I just got this. I have not read it.
Okay. You got to get that. So the next one that we're doing this month in the month of July is Sick in the Head, the Judd Apatow book. He interviews a bunch of comedians. So you're going to get a lot of information from a lot of different comedians. So get ready for that.
Shooting fireworks, I think.
Shooting fireworks. All right. Thank you guys so much. Thanks for having us, David Ross. Good night. Bye.
Thank you.